WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Unless something unexpected happens in Congress on Saturday, by this time tomorrow, much of the federal government will be out of money. Some of it will be effectively closed. Addressing the threat at an event at the Pentagon,
President Biden said Republicans are failing the troops.
It's an absolute dereliction of duty.
We're not people.
Alice Silver is the wife of a Coast Guard petty officer and mother of two in Virginia.
Times are hard as it is, and a paycheck being missed is a big problem. We're normal people who really, really need paid, and it's not fair.
That report from correspondent Scott McFarlane. And now to Detroit, WWJ's Jeff Gilbert covering the United Auto Workers strike against the major U.S. car makers. That walkout in week three and just stepped up against Ford and GM.
An expanded strike, says Ford CEO Jim Farley, could mean 325 to 500,000 layoffs among auto suppliers. A bad contract, he says, could mean fewer investments and fewer jobs long term.
What is at stake here is the future of the domestic auto industry.
Farley says they're close on economic issues, but the big hang-up is with pay for future workers at EV battery plants. The UAW calls that a misrepresentation. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
New York City is drenched and then some, like it rarely is. A season's worth of rain in just a couple of days, most of it on Friday. More than half a foot of rain flooding some subway and rail lines, highways and airport runways. Jennifer Bisram of CBS New York talked to homeowners in Queens.
Living with rain, literally.
We got water in our basement.
Garden hoses outside of homes, draining rainwater outside of basements.
I have a pump in my basement, pumping water into the street, and then I have a pump in my driveway, pumping water into the street.
But not everyone on the block has water pumps.
People in Home Depot fighting for the pumps, literally fighting for pumps.
Washington, D.C. and her home state of California are honoring the late Senator Dianne Feinstein with flags at half staff and with memories, especially at the school named for her, Dianne Feinstein Elementary. Reporter Leslie Gooden of CBS Bay Area.
Tabitha Romero says she has been a Bay Area resident her entire life, and Senator Dianne Feinstein has always been a constant for her.
The Bay Area really appreciated knowing that no matter where she was, she knew that San Francisco was home.
On Friday morning, when she found out that the longest serving female senator in history passed away at the age of 90, she was devastated.
The trading week ended on something of a mixed note on Wall Street. The Dow was down 159 points, but the Nasdaq was up 18. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
That's the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.